Riverside County. Also on the iHeartRadio app. And streaming at GoCountry105.com. This is Go Country 105.
The following program is a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. This station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Hey, well, good morning. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm actually fantastic this morning. As early as it was that I had to get up, I got a smile on my face.
You do have a smile on your face.
A little, like, glisten in my eye.
You do. It was
because I just poked it.
Yeah, it was actually a rough night for me. So we're going to get into some mom stuff a little bit later because, you know, we're all evolving. The show's been listening to us and talking about kids and everything. And so it was a new one for me last night. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But
Speaking of kids, I have to do a little shout out.
All right,
before I have to do a shout out to Sam's team, the Warrior Chiefs. We were the Super Bowl champs last year and we have a garage sale going on this morning. So if you're in the Santa Clarita area, please go and check them out. Go on to Facebook. You can look at me at Facebook, and I have it advertised, Marla Geezer. So go ahead and look.
And friend her. Yeah. She wants 100 new friends by the end of the day.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Unless I know who you are, I don't accept friendships. But that's not me trying to be mean. It's me protecting my children.
Oh, so. She's totally lying. She wants friends. She needs new friends. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. All right, so I'm Debbie Marcoux, and this is Mortgage Mom Radio. And as always, we've got Marla Geezer with me. And then we've got a great, great show for you lined up today. We have Michelle Cervantes in the house.
Hey.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So, Michelle, you are a real estate agent with Callaway Real Estate.
Correct.
And you have been doing real estate for like 7, 8, 9 years. Like, it's been a long time, right?
Yeah, it's been about almost 15 years, actually.
Oh, wow. I was way off.
Times two.
Yeah, I must have. Whatever I found last night on the internet, it must have been a really old piece. But so, Michelle, you've been working with a lot of our clients lately, which has been really, really nice. And you have just been an absolute rock star. We're very honored to have met you and to have been put together with you.
Yeah, no, same here. Thank
you. Yeah, you're welcome. But we are going to be talking to Michelle throughout the morning. We are going to be talking about news articles. So, you know, we've started bringing news articles back and talking about the news articles. And, you know, we're trying this. The show is all about learning and teaching and education. And there's a lot of misunderstandings, I think, when people see things. And you can end up into this absolute flurry and kind of shut down your buying process, you know, by hearing, you know, stories or news or articles or and thinking that, you know, the whole world is going to blow, the roof is going to come off.
Well, because the media over romanticizes so much stuff.
I love that. Romanticizes. Hey. She comes up with a new word on every episode. It's awesome.
I'm pretty sure that in Webster's dictionary, that word is there somewhere.
Okay, but what was the other word that you told me was there? And I looked it up. I'm like, in the urban dictionary. Coming up or something, or coming up, sir.
Come up-ins. I heard it in a movie.
I'm like, I love that. You just made up a word. And she's like, I'm pretty sure it's in the dictionary. And so we're done with the show and I look it up. I'm like, in the urban dictionary. All right. So anyway, so we've got Michelle. Thank you, Michelle, for being here.
Yes,
it's going to be a fantastic show.
Thank you guys for
having me. Yeah, you're welcome. Anybody at all that wants to give us a call, wants to answer questions, this is a fantastic time. You have a real estate agent here in the office. In the office. Oh, my goodness. on the wrong day. We're in the studio.
Office. The doors are closed.
Well, we're actually here. We're at Go Country today. We're live at Go Country at the studios, which is really exciting. But we've got Michelle here, real estate agent that can take all of your calls, answer your questions. And this is something you don't usually get. You always get Debbie, you always get Marla, but you've got Michelle here to answer, you know, more real estate related questions. So give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Hey, Marla, what's another way to say that?
844, we lend for you. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4-U.
That's right. So give us a call. Phone lines are open and we will take your calls live today. You'll be on the air. You'll hear yourselves. We are here at the Go Country Studios.
You'll hear yourselves. I like that.
Well, you will. I mean, it's exciting to hear yourself on the radio.
To some people.
I'm still excited every time I hear myself on the radio. Michelle?
I'm a little nervous, actually.
Right, but well, it's exciting, right?
It is exciting, right. But we'll definitely...
And we'll record it, and we'll send it to you, and then you're going to be like, I was on the radio.
And see, that's the good thing when it's live, is that when you listen to it, you know that it's already passed, and so it kind of just takes a weight off your shoulders. Like, now you don't have to... wait for it to happen.
It's already happening.
It's already done. You did it. It's over. It's good. All right, so give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. How else can you get a hold of us this morning with your questions? You can text us. You can text the word MOM to 474747, and we can take your questions that way. So please feel free to text us those questions if you're a little bit nervous and anxious about getting on air live. But we are going to have some good news articles that we're going to talk about. We have something we've got to get done, though.
I know.
Are you ready?
Well, I thought you've decided to take this over.
No, I'm not. You're doing it. Okay, so I am going to give my name. So Compliance Susan, if you're listening. I'm Debbie Marcoux. I'm licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Did I do it?
You did it. So okay. There we go.
But wait, my NMLS ID, I didn't give it.
There it is.
It's 237926.
You
All right,
sure?
Your turn. Yeah, I'm positive. You told me it sounds different every time.
Every single time.
Maybe I just throw it down. 237926.
Sometimes I think the two is silent and you start with the three because I think three is what you start with.
No, it's a two.
Okay. And I'm Marla Geezer. Yes, thank you. You're welcome. My NMLS. Oh, I almost just completely forgot it. 669357.
Okay, you guys can't see her here in the studio, but you should have totally seen her face. She went white. Michelle,
she went blank a little bit.
Oh.
She did. Oh my goodness, I forgot. It's amazing how something that we use every single day, like you can just lose it.
Actually, I think that this summer I've had that number for 8 years. I think it was 2010 that we all were issued out our NMLS numbers.
Yeah. No, it's been a long time.
Yeah. 669-357. Sorry, Susan.
All right. So if you guys missed it, I know you guys are getting in the car, getting out of the car, you're turning your radios on and you're jumping out and you miss a lot of the show. We're here from 7 to 8 this morning. You guys can give us a call with your questions. It's 844-935-3634. We are here at Go Country Live. We've got Michelle Cervantes with us with Callaway Real Estate, and she is going to be taking your questions as well. So if you have more of a real estate related question, take advantage. Give her a call. She's here at the studio with us. So again, it's 844-935-3634. You can text us. You can text the word MOM to 474747, and you can ask us your questions that way as well. It's a good way if you don't want to actually be on air.
Well, and so many people nowadays are so on their phones and all that kind of stuff. So being able to text and do things like you normally would do your rest of your life to be able to ask mortgage questions too is it's pretty sweet.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So let's. You want to get right into the news?
We can.
Sure. Yeah.
You would like to.
Are
Hold
you ready?
On.
Pull it up. Pull it up. Get it ready.
Okay.
Get your article ready. All right. While she does that, I'm going to.
I pull it up, you sing the song. Go.
Sing what song?
The little music one.
Oh, okay. And now, breaking news from Mortgage Mom Radio. Is that what you heard, Val? Is that what you thought was recorded?
It does sound super professional, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? It sounds like I've been working on that for years.
It's like Taylor Swift, like, recorded it herself.
Nice. All right, what do you got?
Okay.
All right, so news article. Breaking news. Mortgage
breaking
Mom Radio.
Breaking news from the Mortgage Report.
August 11th.
Is it August 11th?
Today is August the 11th. Yes.
Already.
Holy moly.
So fast.
I know. And, you know, the kids are going back to school. I mean, some of them have already started. Ours start next week. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, the first article that we wrote, that I read was rising mortgage rates. Are they deferring buyers?
Ooh.
Yeah. So, you know, as we all know, the mortgage rates since late 2017 have slowly increased. We've talked about it. We say it pretty much every single show.
Yep.
That
on the escalator,
onward and upward. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we went from slightly under 4% to we're teetering at the 5%.
We're teetering at 5. Yeah. I mean, you could still get a rate under 5 depending on your scenario.
Right.
But,
right. You know. So this article is talking about is that making buyers run away, slow down, stop buying right now?
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's not. It's stating that, you know, a good percentage of the buyers right now, the interest rates are not stopping them from buying.
Right.
They're still being able to go and buy. The biggest thing that's what's stopping them right now, and, you know, Michelle, jump in anytime, is the prices of the homes have changed a little bit. So people aren't really, you know, running and hiding because of the interest rates. I mean, and we're not saying that nobody is. I think there's at least about a 20%.
Well, there were some percentages in that article. I believe it said,
there was. I mean, yeah. they're shooting out some just crazy numbers. So out of 100 people that were interviewed, let's say, it doesn't say
what the number of people were, but only 20%
of those people are slowing down their search because of the interest rates hitting at that 5%.
Right. Yeah. Now, 19%, it said, we're getting more aggressive.
And it's I think they're interested more in the asking price of the houses versus the interest rates. It's more, you know, let's try to get a deal somewhat on the price versus, oh, the interest rate is too high, I can't proceed with it.
Well, the problem is that, I mean, even like back in the 80s, right, when they had the interest rates that were at 20% to finance a home, and they really were there. They were 17%, 18%, and those were adjustable rates. Yeah. You know, that didn't stop people from buying a home. At the end of the day, you still need to have your nest. You need to have your home. You have to have your security, and you have to know that that's yours and that you own it. So you don't really have much of a choice when it comes to what is the financing, what are the rates that are available, what can I do to get into this property. So like you said, they've got to go after the price of the home a little bit.
And to kind of piggyback on what you're saying, that's what this article is talking about, that really anything under 7% is still historically low.
Yes.
That I think what's happening is over the last 12 to 24 months, I think people, there was a light bulb that went off with people that they're starting to realize, okay, we were spoiled with the interest rates. This is not where they're going to be forever. So now they have that understanding. They're starting to be comforted that, okay, this is still good rates.
Right. Well, and so one of the things too, and this is where, Michelle, I kind of want to ask you, you know, I want to get your opinion on this, but we have seen, you know, we've been working with you for a while, and we've actually seen at our team, Mortgage Mom Radio, we've seen a pickup in applications, we've seen a pickup in closings, people going into escrow, and you do a lot of the work for us out in the Inland Empire. Tell everybody where you work, like what are the areas, where do you kind of specialize?
Inland Empire, San Gabriel, Valley as well. Yeah. Uh-huh. Those are the two main areas.
Right. And so, and we're seeing that you have just gone gangbusters, which is amazing. It's awesome. But I feel like what it is that the price of the homes are going up, and they're getting to a point where things are starting to get a little bit, they're not as affordable, you know, to stay in LA, stay in Orange County. It's becoming very difficult to do that. So we're seeing people that are finding homes that are in more realistic price ranges.
Right. They're going a little bit further out versus staying in, you know, the San Gabriel Valley Inland Empire. They're going out towards Hemet and San Jacinto area, where you can get a 4,000 square foot house for $300,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm about.
Did you hear that, everybody?
I may have to go check out San Jacinto.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, yeah. And actually, to bring us back to this breaking news report. It actually said that about 21% of the people that were surveyed for this have actually started broadening their search. You know, they're not just, you know, oh, I need to be in this bucket. I need to be in this bucket. People are saying, I want to buy, and now I have to just kind of.
Yeah, because
have to be realistic with
it. At the end of the day, you want home ownership. That's their goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. And so one of the things, the reason that we pulled up this article that we thought that it was really interesting was that this was on Mortgage Reports, correct?
Mortgage Reports.
So anybody that wants to read the article, what is the actual name of the article, Marla?
Rising mortgage rates aren't deterring buyers.
Okay, so if you guys, anybody that wants to read it, go to your Safari, go to your Google Engine, go wherever you guys like to search, and literally go to Mortgage Reports, and you can type that in, and you can actually read the article. And the reason that we thought that it was so interesting was that this article comes up, and at the same time, of course, we're watching everything. We're watching Housing Wire. We're looking at CNBC. I mean, this is what we do for a living. We're staying on top of everything. And CNBC has numerous you know, different articles that are talking about, you know, mortgage applications are at the lowest levels in the last 2 years. Well, let's face it, guys, mortgage applications are down because nobody's refinancing. You know, everybody that owns a house, that has owned a home, has either bought in historical lows that there's no reason to do a refinance, or they have already refinanced. So short of having mortgage insurance that you need to get out of your, you know, you need to get out of the mortgage insurance and get into a normal conventional loan, there's not a whole lot of refinancing. Or if you need to do home improvements, or you need to buy somebody out, you know, going through the big D word, which is okay. Those, but that's a small group of people in comparison to every single person who owned a house could get a better interest rate and could refinance their property. So of course mortgage applications are down. But what does that do? That gets everybody into this frenzy of, oh my goodness, the world is going to explode. We are going to go back into this massive recession that we were in before. I should put my home search on hold. And I just don't agree with that. You know, I really agree with this article on mortgage reports. I feel very strongly about it. You know, we have...
Me too.
You know,
I definitely agree with it. I think that, like you were saying, that with applications right now, yeah, applications are down. But if each one of these loan officers start adding up their purchase ones to go back to this mortgage reports, probably they're up right
yeah,
now.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, our actual number of units of purchase versus... you know, just total units, which used to be purchased refi,
right,
is absolutely up. I mean, one of the nice things about Marla and I and our Mortgage Mom team is that we've always really, truly focused on purchase. That has always been our baby. So we've always done probably 75%, 25% refinance. Now, I would tell you that today we're probably doing 98% purchase at about 2% refinance.
I'd say it's like 97.92, but
yeah,
you know.
I like it. I like it. I love it.
I'm not going to give like exact numbers.
No, but you know, but our purchase numbers are up and of course our refinances are down. So have we seen a little bit of a drop in our total application volume? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we don't, people aren't stopping buying and they shouldn't stop
buying.
But
it's not something to panic about. And
no.
I think that's what you were saying with this article, that so many people get so, you know, emotional about it and start freaking out. Oh my goodness, applications are down.
Oh my God, rates are at 5%. You know,
right,
and it's like 5% is an amazing
stop
rate.
Stop freaking out.
Right. Exactly.
And do a true survey because those give you the real numbers. And that's where, you know.
Right. And we are seeing that, you know, a lot of our application volume is in the lower price ranges and people are broadening their search and they are going out to, you know, further distances to do a little bit longer of a commute. I mean, let's face it, we live in California. 95% of us are self-employed anyway and y'all work from home.
So true.
I mean, short of like having to make sure that your kids stay in the same school district, you know, if you're not willing to leave that school district. But, you know, there's, and that's one of the things is that, you know, the schools are really great. I mean, even, you know, California schools are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And even going into the Inland Empire and San Gabriel Valley, like there are some really, really great school systems out there. So people really are. They're starting to, you know, go that further distance to get into more affordable housing because you still have to own. And like we've said it over and over again, every single episode, if you don't own a home, that is your future. That is your retirement. That is what's going to get you there. It's your vehicle. You know, your 401k and your IRAs and all of those things are all very important. You have to have that really nice spread of different pieces of every item. You know, you need to have the 401k and the IRA and maybe in an annuity, and you've got to have some stocks. You've got, you know, but you have to have the real estate as well. And so if you don't have real estate and you've decided you're going to sit on the fence and not buy a home, you're not doing yourself any justice at all. Are we going to have a, you know, are we going to see this tumbling crash? Obviously, Mortgage Mom Radio does not have a crystal ball and we cannot tell you.
Nobody can.
Yes or no, exactly. But in my opinion, no, I don't think that we're going to see a giant crash. And we'll talk about that a little bit more after we get back from our next break.
Yeah, I will bring out my crystal ball after we get back from the break.
Exactly.
And we'll take a look and see what it says.
Right, absolutely. But again, I hope that everybody listening, you guys that hear us in the car, we're talking with Michelle Cervantes from Callaway Real Estate, and she's here at the studios with us live. So if you guys want to ask any questions,
she looks absolutely gorgeous, hair done, makeup.
Thank you.
She didn't get the memo that we come in our pajamas.
I came in my PJs, and she looks amazing. So there will be no pictures of the two of us taken today.
No, you girls are beautiful.
But if you guys would like to give us a call, she's here. She's in the studio. We're taking calls live. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4U, L-E-N-D, LEND, and the number 4. So 844-WE-LEND-4U. We're going to go to a break, so this is a perfect time to get yourselves on hold so we can answer your call on air. You guys can also text us. Text the word MOM to 474747. Once you do that, you're going to get a reply from us, and then you go ahead and return the reply with your message and your question, and we'll read that on air. So give us your name and give us the city that you are texting us from so that we can read that out loud and live. Anyway, we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Bye. We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
It's the little things. Like finding $20 in the wash. Woo! Jackpot!
or knowing where to shop online for all the newest styles and best deals around. Stage.com, of course. Visit Stage.com today for incredible sales, our newest markdowns on clearance, more extended sizes, and even more choices. Plus, check out today's deals online for daily coupons and offers. Fresh styles, big savings, and fun perks every day. Stage.com. Little things mean everything. Offer exclusions apply.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of the 275 Greater Los Angeles AutoZone locations and let's get you what you need.
Hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
The following call is real. It took place between an OnStar advisor and a member.
OnStar emergency, is anyone hurt?
I'm stuck in water. My car's sinking.
I will quickly contact 911 and I bring my partner on the line as I do so. Go ahead, Simona. Tell me exactly what happened.
It just went over. Oh, my God. I can't get out.
Stay calm and listen carefully so that I can help you get out. I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
At a moment like this, the last thing you want to be is alone.
Can you open a rear side window all the way?
Yes.
Okay, do that. Can you turn your radio all the way up so that you can still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, get out of the car. Get to the top of the vehicle.
A specially trained advisor is ready to help 24 hours a day.
Okay, I'm at the top.
They help us route to your location.
The reassuring sound of a human voice, ready to help. OnStar is available on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. OnStar, be safe out there. OnStar acts as a link to emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, welcome back. It is Saturday morning. It's nice. It's early. It's about 7:22 and 44 seconds. There you go. It is 7:22 and 46 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. It counts.
I could do that the whole morning. It is now.
Counting down the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's counting it down for us here in the studio. So we are live. We are at Go Country 105 and we are taking calls. We're going to actually get to Daniel in Wilmington here in a second. Anybody else that's out there that wants to give us a call with questions, please feel free to do so. We'll get you on hold and we'll take you guys in order. So the number is 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. We have got Michelle Cervantes with Callaway Real Estate. I always do that. I always make you Michelle Callaway. I'm like, wait a minute, that's wrong. Michelle Cervantes with Callaway Real Estate here, and she is a real estate agent we've been working with. She has been doing just an absolute amazing job.
Phenomenal.
She is on our team.
Thank you.
Yeah, no matter what, if you guys come to us and you are looking for something in the Inland Empire, we're going to get you guys over to Michelle because she has just been fantastic. Every single client that we have that has worked with her has just been hands down so impressed, and we've been impressed. It's really, really hard to find a really good agent. I'm going to be honest with you.
You know what? It's just as hard to find a really good lender. So you guys have been amazing. I mean, don't discredit yourself. You guys are awesome. So.
Thank you.
I've been very blessed to have you guys as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So, but we work really hard at that, and we've been talking about news article this morning, which is great, which is why we love that you're here and you're interjecting. And it's been, you know, it was one that we pulled up that was about, you know, prices going up, interest rates going up, or buyers getting deterred from, you know, going through that process and purchasing a home. And they really aren't. And that's kind of what our whole morning's been around. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to line one. Let's pick up Daniel and let's see what kind of questions Daniel has. Okay. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're great. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. How can we help you?
I am calling because I have a question about VA home loans.
Okay, perfect. So do me one favor. Turn your radio down just because we can hear your echo in the background.
It is off.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you've got a question about VA home loans. I love it. So go, shoot.
All right, my main question is, will I qualify through escrow with the VA home loan having rearages for child support.
Are you on a payment plan for those rearages?
Yes.
Okay, then absolutely. So a lot of people don't know this. You can actually have tax debt. You can have tax liens. You can be behind on with the IRS. You can be behind with child support. You can be behind with pretty much anything. But if you have put yourself on a repayment plan and we can qualify you with that monthly repayment that you are supposed to be making every month, then we can absolutely still get you into a home. So, of course, your FICO score has to be within guidelines and your income needs to be within guidelines. But just having that arrearages in the child support or tax debt or any of those things will not stop you from actually being able to apply for a home loan.
Okay, because I've been told by several lenders that I have no chance.
I think that you've just got to call us. You need to talk to Mortgage Mom Radio. You're going to hear that from a lot of people. I mean, if we pull a credit report and we see that you have a lien on your credit report for that child support, again, as long as we can validate that you are on a repayment plan and that you've been making the payments on that repayment plan, we can go ahead and use that monthly payment to qualify you in, the debt ratio. So it will change a little bit of how much that you can qualify for because it's going to be considered a monthly debt, but it's not going to stop you from being able to get a loan. Now, there might be other things that are going on in your personal scenario. So depending on what your credit score is, like I had mentioned, and, what your income looks like, I mean, those could be maybe reasons that they've been telling you no. A lot of other times, it's just loan officers, they're just not as educated. They don't understand the process the way that Marla and I would and know that maybe, that that's not going to be something that's going to stop them. One other thing, which, Marla, you can jump in on this one, but are the, guideline overlays. So depending on the lender that you're talking to and that you're working with,
very true,
may change what that bank is willing to do. So for example, what we do for a VA loan at Movement Mortgage with no overlays could be totally different than what Wells Fargo might do, what Bank of America could do, could be different than Navy Federal. It could be different than USAA. Every single bank is going to have the VA's guidelines, and then they're going to have their own guidelines that are an overlay over the top. So we at Movement Mortgage do not have overlays. So we can go direct to VA, and we're going to work with exactly those guidelines. So it just depends on what the situation is. But if somebody's told you no, don't take no for an answer. Call us when the show is over. Go to our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. Just do the application. We're not going to pull your credit report without talking to you first. We will call you. We'll talk to you. We'll talk about your scenario and your situation. And then we'll go ahead and we'll move forward. But if you can get that application on our website, it really helps us to get things moving forward.
All right. That sounds good. Now, you mentioned on the credit report saying if there's a lien on showing on the credit report.
Uh-huh.
What if there is no lien showing on that credit report?
Then I'm not worried. That it's even better when it's coming out of your pay stubs and we can see it and it's bright as day because then we know that you're making a payment. So it's even easier.
Outstanding. Okay. That's what I
yeah. No, Daniel, please. You sound like a perfect candidate. You sound like somebody that we, that we work with all of the time where other people have said no and we say yes and we get you into a home. We would love it. Just, either call us when the show is over, same exact telephone number, or go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. There's the apply button right in the right-hand corner. Do the application. We do not pull your credit report. It does not render a decision, but it gets us the information that we need so that we can set up a consultation with you, talk with you, and then go ahead and pull the credit report and move forward.
Okay. Now, what's this appraisal fee that you have to do prior to purchasing a house?
Well, we need to make sure, the bank has to make sure that the house, the price that you're paying for the house, that the house is worth that price. So we are going to do an appraisal. We're going to have a third party go out and give their opinion of value for the home to make sure that we are not giving you a bigger loan than what the house is worth and that you're not overpaying as a veteran for the property that you're buying.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, what I've looked at this one house.
Uh-huh.
I just use that as an example. It's going for... what is it? $159,950.
Okay.
And I looked at the county appraisal program, where the county actually did the appraisal of the actual house.
Well, that's the assessed value. Yeah, that's the assessed value, which is totally 100% different than the actual appraised value. So the assessed value depends on when did the seller, that the person that owns the home now, the current owner, what, how much did they buy it for? And then the assessor will reassess year after year, but they can only increase it so much per year. They've got guidelines to stick to. That's why somebody that bought a home 10 years ago pays lower taxes than somebody that buys a house today at today's prices. So to truly understand what that property is worth, you need to work with a really good real estate agent, which is why, you know, we work with people like Michelle, who's here in studio right now with us. She would be able to, if you give her an address that you really like of a property, or if you have a real estate agent you've been working with, you give them the address, they will be able to pull up comps and show you what the home is worth and tell you what you should be bidding on the home and making sure that you're getting a good deal for it.
Okay, now you're answering questions that I haven't asked yet. The point of a realtor, that is their job. If I ask them about a certain house that's showing for a certain price, they should know exactly what the going for price is on that house,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. So, Michelle, I'm going to let you take that one.
Go ahead.
So they should be able. So they should be able to say the house again, 169.95. They will actually say this is actually what the house is worth, or would they say this is what you can actually bid for this home?
No, your realtor would basically have to comp out the house and make sure that the list price is reasonable. And then depending on the condition of the house, they would negotiate which price you would go in with. But they essentially, they do have to comp out the house for you. So they get you some comparables and then let you know, hey, by the way, the house is worth what they're asking. So we should be close to asking price. Appraised value will only come from an appraiser. An agent can't give you the exact value of a house.
Okay. And what does that involve with when you find out the exact price of the house, even through an appraiser, are we able to negotiate closing costs?
Oh, yeah. Closing costs is always negotiated when you put the offer in. For example, the house, what area is this house in that you looked at? I'm just curious.
Not here in California.
Okay, I figured. All right, well, every state is different.
It's in Texas.
Every state is different, but usually when you put your offer in, your closing cost is negotiated before you even put that offer in. So, for example, if the house is 160 and you need help with closing costs, I would say, okay, well, let's offer them 160 and ask for maybe $5,000 to $8,000 in closing costs.
Okay, so you're looking at what? That's about 3-4% of the closing costs.
Right. Usually, you want to stay at like 3% or lower.
Yeah. Well, and it's really hard. Okay. And you know, Daniel, we can definitely, if you want more help, we would be more than happy to call you when the show is over, because we want to be able to take some other phone calls as well. But you know, no, you're absolutely fine, and you've been asking fantastic questions.
Perfect
so
questions.
We want to make sure that we continue to help you for sure. But the closing costs change based on sales price, and when you're in a lower sales price, like the 165 range that you're mentioning, your closing costs are going to be a bigger percentage than if you're in a higher sales price. So we can definitely take you through all of that. That's what Marla and I will do. We'll take the loan application. We'll tell you how much money that you need for down payment, or if you're going to use your VA, there's none. How much are you going to need in closing costs? Then when you start working with your agent, we're going to let them know how much that you need help with, and then that way that agent can help negotiate that into your price.
Sounds great.
Yeah, but Daniel, thank you so much for calling us this morning. We really appreciate it. Would you like us to give you a call back after the show's over?
You know what? I'm going to check you out online.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Yeah, so go to mortgagemomradio.com, and you can check us out. You can listen to previous episodes. We've got our podcast on there. So anything at all that we've ever done, we've talked about, you can hear it all there. It's free education. You can do your application. You can do pretty much anything you need to on the website.
Outstanding.
All right. Thank you so much
Thank
for the
you,
call.
Daniel.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ladies, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That was such a fantastic call, and I didn't mean to, cut him off, but we've got a couple other people that are still on hold that we want to be able to get to, but he had such great, great questions, and that is why we do this show. We try to tell everybody week in and week out, please, please call us with your questions. The more questions that you ask, you're going to spark somebody else like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't know that, or, oh my goodness, I was thinking the same thing. I'm so happy that I heard that answer. So again, if you guys are out there, do everybody a favor. This is a learning show. It's an education educational show. Call us and ask the question. Don't be shy. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. You are more than welcome to text us your questions. Text the word MOM to 474747. You're going to get a link to download our actual app, our phone app. You don't have to if you don't want to, but you can reply to that response with your question and we will get it from you. Hey, Val, how long do we have before our next commercial? 5 minutes or so? All right, cool. So let's go to line two. Let's grab Sophia from Chino. Good morning, Sophia. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Hi. Question.
Please.
Hopefully you guys can help me.
Go. Shoot.
Yeah, so I purchased a home on March 1st. I purchased a home for $370,000. The house is approximately worth $400,000 at this point. I'm still paying PMI, $250,000. And my question is, my interest rate is 4.5 at
mm-hmm.
this point.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, should I refinance and remove the PMI or just leave the PMI for the remaining of the loan because the interest rate is low? I'm afraid that the interest rate is creeping up, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get anything lower than 4.5, or should I for removing the PMI?
Yeah, and that's actually a great question. We truly get that question almost daily at the office. You're not going to get a 4.5% interest rate if you're not on an FHA or a VA loan. On a conventional loan, the interest rates are definitely higher than that, unless you're in a jumbo loan that is, large down payments and, really high FICO scores, a bunch of reserves and money in the bank. So that's a whole nother complete animal. But looking at actual conventional loans, you are not going to get an interest rate that's going to be at 4.5%. You would not have gotten an interest rate at 4.5% back in March. FHA rates and VA rates, the government loan programs, have lower interest rates than conventional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. You are not far off today at a conventional loan is a little bit higher than what it would have been back in March, but it's not significantly higher. So the way that we always answer this question is that your mortgage insurance is not tax deductible. Your interest is. So if you can refinance, first of all, interest rates are on their way up. It is an escalator. They are not coming back down, not for at least in our opinion. Again, we don't have a crystal ball, but in Mortgage Mom Radio's opinion, we do not see that interest rates are going to come back down to where they have been for quite some time. I mean, we're talking probably multiple years at least, right?
Right.
There's going to have to be something else that happens, some sort of a crash where the government feels like they need to drop rates down to stimulate the environment. We just don't see that happening. So we are on right now the very slow escalator upwards, and it's just going to continue going. So as of today, if you could refinance it at interest rate, that your monthly payment would stay exactly the same as what you pay now, but you are taking the money and it is going towards interest versus mortgage insurance, then your tax deduction and what you get to write off at the end of the year is larger than what it is right now today with the lower interest rate and the mortgage insurance that you can't deduct. So that is kind standard answer that we give. Of course, if you call us, we're going to go through it with you and we're going to run scenarios and actually show you payments and let you determine for yourself if this is the right decision for you. But that's kind of the standard answer with us being here at the studio, and not being able to actually run those payments for you and really go through your scenario with you personally.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. Just a very quick question. I know you have other callers, but I bought the house for $370. Right now, it's worth approximately $400, which has it has gone up not too much. But what am I looking at before I refinance? I know before I can refinance and remove the PMI, there has to be some equity, correct, built there, in the home?
Yeah, you do have to have some equity. A lot of people are under the mistake of believing that you have to have 20% equity to refinance with no mortgage insurance.
Oh.
That's actually not correct. There are conforming conventional products that don't require the full 20% in order to have no mortgage insurance. But but interest rates, especially on conventional, is very, very, it's sensitive to FICO score. That is kind of the biggest thing is credit score with a Fannie or Freddie. That's going to be the big piece of the puzzle that's going to determine whether it makes sense or not. But what I, again, and I know that we told the last caller this as well, and for everybody that's out there listening, the very best way to get a complete consult from me and Marla, and you will either work with me or you will work with Marla, or you may end up working with both of us along the way. But it is to go to the website, go to our mortgagemomradio.com website, and you will see the apply button. Do the application. It does not render a decision. It does not pull a credit report. But it is going to give us the information about you that we can call you on Monday and have an educational conversation with you, a real educational conversation, and understanding what you have and what you have to work with. And we're going to ask you at that point, can we pull your credit report? And then we can quote out the rate. So we're going to talk to you first and make sure that it even makes sense. And then if it does make sense, then we're going to go ahead and ask for permission to pull credit. So that would be the very best way to get started with us.
Thank you so much, ladies. I mean, you are educating so many of us. I really appreciate the fact that you took my call. And I honestly, it's wonderful to hear you, ladies, and you're educating not just me, but many, many out there that have many similar questions.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling us, Sophia. And hopefully we'll talk with you soon.
Absolutely.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so for everybody listening, we're kind of late to get to a quick break, so we have to do that. But if you'd like to call right now, phone lines are open. We'll get you in. Show is over at 8, so you've got about 20 minutes left. It's 844-935-3634, or you can text the word MOM to 474747. Ask us your questions that way, and we'll be right back.
Text Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. Text the word MOM to 31996. More on the way. This is Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla, I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey, guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and MLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
My Pacifica Hybrid, America's first and only hybrid minivan, is so quiet I can finally hear myself think. I should totally adopt a puppy. Ugh, what are you talking about? I have too many nice shoes. I also have a 566-mile driving range. Chrysler really gave 110% making this bad boy. Oops, green light.
Introducing the 84 MPGe Pacifica Hybrid. Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Based on latest available competitive information, range based on manufacturer estimates, EPA estimate with a fully charged battery and estimated miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent MPGe. Actual mileage may vary. Chrysler is a registered trademark of SCA US LLC.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, 2 for just $8. Must buy 2. Visit any of our 275 Los Angeles AutoZone locations and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
It's time for some straight talk. School's starting, so I'm going to drop some phone knowledge on you. You're paying way too much for wireless. Switch to Straight Talk and get the same 4G LTE networks the big guys offer for up to 30% less. Plus, $100 off the latest Samsung Galaxy smartphones with in-store activation of any of our unlimited plans, no contract. Knowledge dropped, class dismissed. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Offer ends 10-10-2018. In select stores only. Savings may vary. Refer to the latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
Okay, so that was absolutely hilarious. We're listening to it, and we're getting ready to start. Marva's just sitting there. She's got her headphones down on the table.
I was just enjoying the music.
So funny. All right, well, welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Marla Geezer with me.
I am back, and I'm going to do a quick little shout-out. I hope everybody with the Warrior Chiefs is making tons of profit for our fundraiser, which is a garage sale.
Go, little Chiefies, go. It's so funny. We're driving to the studio this morning, and Marla's like, you know, I'm going to have to do a shout-out. I mean, everybody's working really, really hard right now, and, you know, they're doing a garage sale, and I'm on my way to the studio to have fun at the station, and I'm like, shout it out, Marla. Shout it out. Get it all out. Anyway,
they were making fun of me yesterday because they're like, what should we price this at? I'm like, $75. Don't go any lower. They're like, Marla, it's a shoe. I'm like, well.
But it's Prada. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, we're trying to make a profit for the kids, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
The Warrior Chiefs are selling like Chanel. I mean, come on.
Well, okay, we had some Steve Madden shoes that were really cute.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, Steve Madden's garage sale, maybe $5.
Maybe.
Yes. Somebody wanted to sell them for $2. I was like, no, these are like brand new. The soles are still good.
I love it. All right. So if you guys are just jumping in your car for the first time, or maybe you caught the tail end of the last part of the show, we are Mortgage Mom Radio. We are on here every single week on Go Country 105. We're on from 7 to 8 a.m. We are done at 8. You guys get back to your country music after 8 o'clock. But this is a really great show. It's educational. We're teaching everybody about the mortgage process, real estate process. We had a great article that we talked about a little bit earlier this morning that was about, you know, our home buyers getting deterred with the prices of, you know, interest rates going up, prices of properties going up. You know, are people stopping the purchase process? And we're not seeing that at all. And the article that we were reading is not showing us those results either. You know, things have definitely slowed down in mortgage applications, but that's only because refinances have really slowed down. So we've been talking all morning about that. It's been a really great topic, a really good subject, and it's really educational. So I cannot tell you guys enough. Go on your iTunes, go on your Google Play, go to your TuneIn, go wherever it is that you like to do podcasting. You go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and download our podcasts. And it's Everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. If you put in the handle, including the radio at the end, Mortgage Mom Radio. I feel like we're on a CB radio. It's our handle. But you can find us no matter what, anywhere.
The handle.
Seriously, my dad used to do those hand radios. It was pretty funny. I used to have fun as a little kid. I'd go in there, can I get on there?
Breaker, breaker, 19.
Yeah, exactly. See, there you go.
Roger.
Roger that. and we're out. But check it out. Go download it onto your iTunes. Download it on your Google Play. Find it on your podcast. You guys can re-listen to it. We've got hundreds of hours. We have been doing this show now for the last 2 years, and we have started to take these shows that are live on Saturday mornings and repurpose them for the podcast, so that anybody at all that is getting ready, wants to get into, you know, the process and wants to ready to dip that toe in, can go in there and they can listen to all of these different shows. And it's just really, it's free education for anybody. So, you know, we're also taking calls live and we're answering questions on air. We've got phone lines are open right now. We're on until 8 o'clock. We've got a couple of people on hold, but you're more than welcome to still call and get yourself on hold as well, and we'll get those questions done. Loria from LA, Wayne from Montebello, you guys hold tight. We're going to get to here in just a couple minutes. Don't go anywhere. But the number, if you want to call us, we've still got phone lines open. It's 844-935-3634. We've got Michelle Cervantes with Callaway Real Estate. I keep doing that. I keep putting
it
back.
It's still early. It's really early.
It is, yeah. So Michelle Cervantes with Callaway Realty. And Michelle, you have just been our absolute rock star lately. It seems like we've had a ton of transactions that have been out in the Inland Empire and the San Gabriel Valley lately. So we've been able to, with you being on our team as one of our real estate agents, we've been able to give you a lot of the clients that we've been working with, and you have just done a smash up, bang up job. It has been absolutely amazing.
Hands down, some of the smoothest transactions that we had. like, the three of us, we're pretty awesome.
We are. We're a pretty awesome team.
We do make a great team.
Yeah, but during that commercial break, we were talking about, you know, how you're like, gosh, this show is so educational. This is awesome. You know, we had such great phone calls at the beginning, you know, a little bit earlier in the show and second set as well. And, you know, you were saying, you know, people don't understand that they don't pay for a real estate agent.
Or they're too afraid to ask questions. You know, like, I get a lot of questions of, hey, you know, would you charge me or how much do you charge me to go take a look at this property? And the answer is no. When you're working with a real estate agent and you're trying to buy a house, you do not pay any fees when you're looking.
Yeah. You don't pay fees when you close. If you're a buyer, the seller pays the closing.
Oh, yes.
You know, as far as the commissions are concerned.
As far as commission is concerned, yeah.
So they're not paying anything at all to use a very experienced. It's like turning away an attorney for free.
Right.
And we've said that how many times now, Marla, on the show?
No, that's a perfect way of saying it.
Yeah. You know, it's like if somebody was handing you an attorney to deal with your tax debt and you said, no, thanks, it's good. I'm going to do this on my own. I can get a bigger discount from the IRS if I go at them myself. That's funny.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's really funny. I love it. All right. So, hey, let's go to
the IRS right now. It's just rolling over.
I know. The IRS is like, you're getting audited. who is that girl on the air? Yeah. All right. So, let's go ahead. Let's go to line one. Let's talk with Loria from L.A. Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. My question is, I sold my home and my credit score is a 612, which I think it has gone up, but when they rent it, it's a 612. I found a piece of property that I like. They say I was qualified for up to $270,000 for a home, but the loan amount they're paying for like $230,000, I think it is. So
okay.
I'm putting down $70,000 on a $245,000 home. They said my credit rate is a 5.25, I think.
Okay.
And my house note is supposed to be like $1,500. Does that sound right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that's about right. And what do you know? What type of loan program you're doing? Are you doing FHA? Yeah, I would say that you're right in there in that range.
You know, the 5.25 is a little bit higher than maybe what we might be able to do. I mean, and
a smidge. I mean, you with where the credit score is with FHA, you're putting down a pretty decent down payment.
Yeah, but the credit score being under the 620 is going to have some extra hits. You know,
right.
So you know, honestly, you know, Loria, are you already in escrow? Have you already found a home and you're moving forward, or are you just starting the pre-approval process?
Just starting.
Okay. So the very best thing that you can do, and I mean, I love that you have already started that process. A lot of clients don't. They just go start looking at houses before they get pre-approved, which is probably the biggest mistake that you can make.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Michelle's like, I'm not even putting you in my car if you're not pre-approved. Yep.
If agents are taking you before you're pre-approved, you're working with the wrong agent.
Right. Exactly. But
I've already been pre-approved.
Right.
Good. Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So the best thing that you could do, honestly, you know, give us a call after the show is over. Go to our website and do the contact us form or do the application, hit the apply now. We're not going to repull your credit report. We're going to just talk with you. We're going to go through the scenario that you gave us right now on air. We're going to do that with you when we're in our office. We're going to pull up the interest rates. We're going to quote you the monthly payment, and we're going to go through those things with you to make sure that you're getting the very best, you know, deal that you can get for you. A lot of things that a lot of lenders don't do that we do is that we're going to take a look at that credit report. And if there is a possibility for, you know, to do maybe some credit repair very, very quick, we can do a rapid rescore with the credit bureaus. We can get the credit score up within 7 days. So if we could take you from a 612 to a 620, that interest rate that you get is going to change. So we're going to do a full consult.
I was told on yesterday that they couldn't do a rapid credit report. I know I have three things on my credit. I think one is 577, one is 128, and the other is 178. And I was going to pay that off. But they said even if I paid that off, it wouldn't bring my credit score up.
Yeah, but there's other things too, though. Like, for example, if you have credit cards. So collections, a lot of times, if you pay off collections, those aren't necessarily going to change the credit score. And right. we will do mm-hmm. that. We're going to go through that with you in the consult. But if you have any kind of credit cards, you have any loans, or you've got anything at all, even if you're an authorized user on somebody else's account, sometimes people don't realize that that negatively impacts what the credit score is. So we're going to do a full analyzer. Yep.
None of that. The other stuff that was on my credit was charged off.
Right.
And those are the only things that showed.
Right, right. Yeah, well, and again, you can grab the credit report from the lender that you has already pulled the credit report for you, and
yeah,
you can
and
send
we'll
that over to us.
For you.
So that's what we're telling you. The best thing to do when this the show is over is either call us back. You know, Monday is perfect for us to be able to do a consult with you. So if you go to the website over the weekend and you go to just the contact us form, or you want to do the application either way, we're not going to pull credit and we're not going to do any of that. But it gives us your scenario. It gives us an idea of what you've got going on. We will call you and go through everything with you, every option. Where are our rates? What is the best transaction for you? What can we do for you? And then if you like the lender that you're with, hands down, we're a learning education show. And, you know, we are, of course, mortgage loan officers. That's what we do for a living. But we are the first ones to tell you, you're great. Stick with what you've got. Don't do anything else.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor and go to the Mortgage Mom website and check that out, please.
I think that you even sent your brother to me for a refinance, and I told him, no, it's easier if you want to remove this, you know.
Right.
There was something going on that I think he wanted to remove mortgage insurance or something.
Yes.
And, you know, I said, just call your... You know, call the actual 800 number on your mortgage statement and have them remove the mortgage insurance. Don't do a refinance. Don't lose your interest rate. We're the first ones that are going to give you the advice that you need. You know, it's really all about you and your family, and you guys
and what's
come
working
first.
Best for you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your website again?
It is mortgagemomradio.com.
Mortgagemomradio.com.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Loria. Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. And it's people like you that are making things easier for everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we have like, what, 3 minutes left? Okay. So we've got 3 minutes. Let's pick up Wayne from Montebello. Good morning, Wayne. We have got like 2 minutes, but we didn't want to miss you. So if you have questions, go.
Yeah. I was doing a 1031 exchange. It may get a little too complicated, but I want to sell a house now that's paid off.
Okay.
And I want to buy maybe 2 units.
Okay.
How do you deal with, are those just like totally separate kind of loans with one lender?
Nope, not at all.
How you'd handle that?
Nope. So a 1031 exchange is actually something completely different. It has nothing to do with the actual loan process itself.
Right. Two separate.
two boxes. Totally separate things. If you own your house right now and you're going to sell your house and you're going to take, so a 1031 exchange is like for like. So if you have an investment property and you're going to go buy another investment property, then you can do the 1031.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
That's absolutely perfect. So, but that has absolutely nothing at all to do with the mortgage loan that you get. We're, as mortgage lenders, just looking at your 1031 exchange funds as your down payment. And we're putting you into whatever loan program is going to work best or be suitable for you. So it has nothing at all to do with any of that.
Okay, so I would just identify the properties and then come talk to you guys about the whole process. It's a complicated process, but that's what I would do.
Right,
yes. This much down, yeah, okay.
Yep, absolutely. And wait, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you do loans everywhere in California?
We do. We're actually Mortgage Mom Radio. So we work for Movement Mortgage, is who we do our loans through. They are in 48 states.
Okay.
Marla and I, our team is licensed in numerous states. So everywhere, California, Washington, Indiana, all that good stuff. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Wayne. Thank you so much for the call. We would love to talk with you, and you're more than welcome to give us a call.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that is
perfect.
The end of our show. That worked out great. Michelle Cervantes, you have been amazing today.
Thank
for
you.
Everybody out there listening, I cannot tell you guys enough that she is literally number one, the best that we have got. You really work from like West Covina all the way to like Lake Elsinore.
All the way. Hemet.
Everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, LA. I mean, you've done stuff in Rialto. I mean, you're everywhere.
All over.
How do they get a hold of you, Michelle, if they want to talk to you?
Hey, give me a call. Area code 626-712-7143.
Is that your cell phone number?
Yes.
So she is literally giving you guys cell phone. She's direct. Yes. She's not a phone app. She's not an online website. So great. Thank you so much for being here today. You've been amazing.
And do you want to say anything else out there?
Yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out real quick to my kids, Victoria, Jacob, Anissa, and my baby, Aria. She's 5 months old. And my mom, Veronica, and my brother, Frank.
All right. Love you guys. Yay. All right. Well, this has been Mortgage Mom Radio. We'll be back again on next week. And if you guys want to listen to us in between, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and we'll be back. Talk to y'all next Saturday sometime.
Bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 0918544, Washington ZL-39179. Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. Well, it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days. Extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044. 551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
At 105.1 FM, this is KKGO and KKGO HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties. Also on the iHeartRadio app. And streaming at GoCountry105.com. We are GoCountry 105 FM.
Watch this.